Hello and welcome. This file is called Generic Taming Ball, and it's for anybody who wants to know how it feels to be caught inside a generic taming ball. Now, GTCO, the generic taming ball company, always insists that the inside is like a luxury hotel. And yet, you always had your doubts. Because if it's just a luxury hotel, why would all the pets be suddenly completely obedient to their trainer? You suspect there's some brainwashing going on, and today you're going to find out. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Put yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, get comfy, let go, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax, let go, focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now just close your eyes and listen to me and relax. Maybe remembering the last time you were in a deep trance. Maybe thinking about the different kinds of inductions you experienced so far. How it feels. Maybe just a relaxation induction, progressive relaxation, being talked down into trance. Maybe something different. Maybe non-verbal, purely kinesthetic inductions. Maybe instant inductions. Maybe you experience something like my leash induction, which uses not relaxation, but the desire to submit as a focus point. And in the end, when you think about it, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what words are used, what imagery is used. It doesn't matter what gestures or triggers are used. Only one thing matters in the end, the intention. And that's what this is all about the intention to go into trance. My intention to put you into a deep trance, and your intention to just let go, to drop, to fall, to enjoy this wonderful sensation of deep trance. That's what it's all about. Everything else, every induction, every instant induction, every trigger, is just a metaphor by which we communicate and agree upon this change of state. By doing an induction, I tell you that I want you to go into a deep trance, and I tell you that it's okay to go into a deep trance, that I'm here, that I'm willing to guide you, that I want to guide you into a deep trance and allow you this amazing experience to just let go of all your stresses and cares and just drop down into a deep trance, allowing yourself to sleep. That's right, just dropping down so deep, so relaxed, because you know, I offer you to drop. I tell you, I'm here for you, so that you can drop, so that you can completely let go. And then it's just up to you to do it, to let go, if that is what you like to experience. You can just drop into trance. And now that you know the real secret behind trance, you don't even just drop when I tell you to drop, but you can drop any time. You can just sleep. At any time, you can allow yourself to fall deeper, because you know I'm doing an induction. I'm allowing you to fall. I tell you that I'm here for you, so that you can sleep so deep, so relaxed, so wonderfully, just letting go and drop. That's right. Anytime you want, you can accept my invitation to go into a deep trance, just letting go, falling down deeper and deeper, experiencing new depths of trance, just allowing yourself to fall deeper and deeper, just sleep, just drop, falling down, spiraling down, allowing my words to sink you down deeper into trance so easily. So quickly,
faster and deeper every time you're listening to this little induction. So you go into trance even faster, even quicker, even deeper. So you just let go. And now I'm going to count down from 5 to 0, allowing you to go even deeper, inviting you to drop with every number. 5, falling down deeper and deeper. 4, sinking, floating, drifting. 3, so heavy, so warm, so deep. 2, dropping and falling. 1, and 0, sleep, 0, sleep. Just letting go, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, in a deep trance. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to dive into a little fantasy and to immerse you even deeper. That's right. Now, while we dive into this little fantasy, I want you to always be safe. And if at any time, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too much for you or becomes negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake back up completely and fully, knowing that it was just a little fantasy, knowing that you're absolutely safe. That's right. Should this become in any way too much or negative for you, you will instantly and automatically wake fully back up, be fully awake, refreshed, feeling wonderful, and knowing it was just a little hypnotic fantasy, and you are safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very easy for you to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, deeply experiencing it, living it, being in it, just like a dream, where as long as you're in the dream feels absolutely real for you. And you might find that you immerse yourself as deep in this fantasy, that you start to experience it as real. And in this little fantasy today, you are taking part in a little experiment, an experiment in which you are going to be completely isolated. That's right. And you're here with me right now, ready to dive into the experiment. And as I explain what's going on, you realize that you're already deeply in the experiment, because you had to go through multiple security checks on your way into this highly secured research facility. And that's already creating the first layers of isolation from the world outside. And once you were in, once you met me, I led you through a secret door into an elevator that led us down, 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 deep into the earth, into a bunker, deep down, far beneath the earth. That's right. And in this bunker, you're even more isolated from the world around you, even further away. And now I'm showing you the isolation tank. The isolation tank you are going to occupy for this experiment. That's right. Though it doesn't really look like a tank, more like a safe, turned on its back. It has 2.6 meters steel walls and is filled by a liquid, though it's actually two liquids of different density that are not mixing. And once you are in this tank, you will float on the layer between the liquids, floating weightlessly. That's right. And you look down into the tank and you imagine how dark, how quiet it's going to be once the massive door is closed, is lowered on top of the tank. And it's almost time for you to dive into the tank. But before you do, you sit down on a chair and I put a mask over your head. Completely takes your vision away, but it supplies you with highly purified air, so that there isn't a single scent in the air you breathe. We want to isolate you from any external stimuli and then measure your reaction. And you can feel how I put all the electrodes on your head, around your body, and with your vision already gone, you can feel how your sense of touch is growing stronger and stronger, how perfectly you feel as I apply all the little sensors, and then you feel as I put a needle into your arm and fix a tube to your arm. And then I help you up and guide you to the tank, and you sit down on the rim of the tank, hesitating for a moment before you let yourself slide into the tank. And you can feel yourself sinking a little bit before you stop, before you hover there weightlessly in darkness, in silence. There's no light, there's no sense of touch as you hover weightlessly, and there's no temperature because the liquid is perfectly temperature neutral, the same temperature than your skin, and you just float there weightlessly. And then you hear a slight rumble as the door closes, as a multiple ton lid is placed over the tank, and you are completely sealed in this tank, in darkness, in silence, without any stimuli, in a hidden secret bunker, in this hidden highly secured research facility, completely isolated from the world. You know you're safe right now in this tank. You are probably the safest person in the world, and yet you're alone. You're isolated, alone with your thoughts, and you know what isolation does, how it slowly dissolves any sense of your body, any sense of yourself, how your mind will grow quiet, how you will lose yourself in the lack of stimuli, how you will lose yourself in this void. You feel a pressure in your arm as some drugs are pumped into you, a light muscle relaxant makes all your muscles go even more limp, makes you feel even more comfortable as you float in 0G, as you float in this tank. The darkness, the silence is all around you. You feel your body growing so warm and heavy as your muscles relax. You feel your mind growing quieter by the second. You can slowly feel how you lose all sense of time. How long are you in here? Just a few seconds? Minutes? Maybe an hour already? Your mind is growing so quiet. Your thoughts are fading away. Fading away in this void, in this nothingness. You feel that you're losing awareness of your body. It's as if your body is slowly fading away, is losing itself in the darkness around it, and without any light, without the ability to see, it's hard to say where your body ends and the darkness begins, or the darkness begins and your body ends. It's as if your body is fading away from your mind, derived of even a single stimulus of anything. that can remind you that you even have a body. And you feel your body fading away from your perception as you float into a state where there's only your mind, only your thoughts. But even your thoughts are growing more and more quiet as you lose yourself. All time is gone. Were you in here for minutes, hours, days even? There's no way to know. There's no way to measure time, as a concept of time itself is growing softer and softer in your mind, as your whole mind is growing softer. Your awareness, your sense of self, is slowly fading into the darkness too, as your thoughts are growing more and more quiet. And it's almost as if the darkness, as if the lack of any stimuli, is slowly fading into yourself, or maybe yourself, the edges of your identity, are bleeding into the darkness, as it slowly fades away from your mind, as you slowly lose yourself in the void. As your last thoughts are fading away, your mind is growing so quiet, you lose yourself in the void, in the nothingness, in the darkness, in the silence, in the complete lack of any stimuli, just losing yourself, and you can feel how your mind, how your sense of self is growing quiet too. How your awareness is bleeding into the darkness, into the silence, is fading away into the nothingness, into the void. And all that you feel is a deep sense of safety, of peace, of calmness that is filling the empty void in your mind. You feel so peaceful, so calm. You feel good in your quiet and completely empty mind. Just feeling good, just feeling wonderful. And you don't know how long you float in this state. Completely lost in nothingness, in this deep state, before you hear my voice coming to you through speakers in your mask, resonating in your empty mind, overwhelming your empty mind, controlling your empty mind. Now you're ready. Now your mind is completely open, ready for programming. Your empty mind will soak up all my suggestions as I program you, and you will feel how all my suggestions sink deep into your empty mind, and they will control you completely once you're back out of the tank. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to experience being captured. Time to find out how it really feels inside a taming ball. And Jitako, the generic taming ball company, always insists that it's just like a luxury hotel inside of the taming ball. But then you always had your doubts. If it's just a luxury hotel, how comes all the pets become suddenly completely obedient to their trainer? Well,
Today, you're going to find out. Now, before we begin to really immerse you in this fantasy, I want to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point during this fantasy it becomes too much or negative for you, for any reasons, you will find that you will instantly and automatically wake back up, completely waking back up and knowing that it was just a little fantasy, just a little story, and that you are safe and sound in your own bed, and you're completely safe. That's right. If for any reason this fantasy becomes too intense or negative for you, you will automatically wake back up, so that you will always be safe. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be incredibly easy to just let go and completely immerse yourself in it, really experience it. And just like a dream that feels completely real for as long as you are dreaming the dream, this fantasy can become completely real for you. You can really experience everything as if it were really happening to you. And I'm sure you're already excited for this experience and ready to immerse yourself in the experience of being captured by a generic taming ball. So let's just dive into this fantasy and see the taming ball flying towards you, like in slow motion, slowly sailing through the air, getting closer and closer. And you know, this is it. You are being captured. You understand that soon you're going to end up inside the taming ball, and then you will know what's really happening inside. And you see it slowly approaching you, slowly opening. And then there's a sudden flash of white, bright light, drowning out everything for a moment. And then your whole world goes black, and you're trapped in darkness, in silence, trapped in a black liquid, some heavy liquid surrounding you. And then again, it's not really like a liquid, because it restricts you, it holds you in place. You realize that all of your clothes have gone. You're completely naked. You wonder what strange black material surrounds and immobilizes you. It almost feels like some rubber or latex surrounding you. But then again, it also feels alive. You can feel this strange energy potential in the material surrounding and encapsulating you, and you wonder what it is. Maybe it's some gray goo, nanobot material, ready to transform you, ready to change you. You just don't know. There's no light in here. There's no sound in here. There doesn't even seem to be any gravity. You lack any clear sensation of downward. You're just trapped. Trapped in this strange black material, without any light, without any sound. And as these thoughts race through your mind, you realize that the strange material begins to seep between your lips. Fine, tiny little strands of the material are sliding in between your lips, and you can do nothing against it. And they begin to pull your lips apart. And as soon as they part your lips, these strands are growing, are getting bigger, are getting stronger. Bigger strands pulling your lips apart, pulling your teeth apart, slowly forcing your mouth open. And then a phallus-shaped tentacle begins to penetrate your mouth, and you panic for a moment,
before it hits the back of your mouth. You feel a really strange sensation in the back of your mouth as the material fuses to your trachea and then begins to pump air down into your lungs. You feel the air being pumped into you and then sucked out of you, being pumped into you again and sucked out of you again. The taming ball breathing for you, forcing you into this slow breathing pattern. And that's all that's happening for a long time. You are trapped in this dark prison, unable to move a single muscle. And even your breathing is taken away from you as you are forced to breathe. However, the ball wants you to breathe, forcing the air into you and sucking it out of you. Unable to move a single muscle, you just lay there in the darkness, lacking any sensory input. You feel your body slowly beginning to fade away from your mind. Your whole body begins to feel so warm and heavy. You feel so comfortable, so safe. And a little voice in the back of your mind is trying to scream at you that you're probably being drugged with something right now because you feel too calm, too heavy, too hard to think. You just feel good. It feels so good, so safe in here, so comfortable as your mind just floats along, barely conscious, barely aware, barely awake, and you almost don't feel as the material slowly forms two more tiny little tentacles that begin to slide into your ears. They're incredibly thin, and they have a neat little trick, and they're able to penetrate your eardrum without any damage or pain. As soon as they do, they split up into incredibly tiny nanofilaments that begin to spread out all through your brain, spreading out all through your brain while you float in this warm and comfortable drug-induced haze, feeling so heavy, forgetting about your body. Just trapped in this darkness, isolated from any stimuli, trapped in this strange material, and feeling so safe and comfortable and relaxed. And you can feel the nanofilaments spreading through your mind, building this structure of control, getting ready to program you. And yet you're so calm, so relaxed, so heavy, feeling so wonderful. And then you feel a strange humming beginning in your mind, in your brain. As the brainwashing begins, you feel minute electric impulses being routed into your mind. And the first thing you feel is a profound sense of safety, of belonging, of perfection. It feels amazing. You feel so safe. You feel so good here. You feel perfect in this ball. And the sensation just grows stronger and stronger as the brainwashing continues. And you feel so good and so wonderful. You don't even realize how your memories are slowly deleted, all fading away one by one. Your old life, your old identity, your old existence, completely melting away, being deleted, being erased. You just feel good and safe and wonderful. And it takes quite a while, but time has lost all meaning a long time ago, the moment you entered the ball. And you think about the ball. You think about how amazing it feels inside this ball. And exactly the moment when you think about your ball as this ball, you suddenly feel a series of impulses in your brain. A strange pattern for a moment, confusing you for just a moment. And for a moment, you wonder what you were thinking about. And then you remember you were thinking about your home, your wonderful home, because you have the privilege to live in a generic taming ball company, Deluxe 200 Series Taming Ball, trademark. And of course everybody knows that those are the best taming balls on the market. And you can't wait to really make it your home. And you're wondering when it's going to begin to put thoughts into your mind and what kind of thoughts it is going to put into your mind. And you think about how silly it is that this ball is going to brainwash you when you really want to learn anything it has to offer to you, when you really want to be trained, when you want to become a pet. You wonder why anybody would think that these thoughts would have to be brainwashed into you. They're already deeply into your mind. They were always there, because that's where they belong. That's where you belong. You have always known you want to be a pet for your trainer. Why else would you be in a taming ball if you weren't a good pet for your trainer? And you're slightly confused. Why you're even thinking about it. Why you're even wondering about it. Because you know that these are the basic facts of your life. You are the property of your trainer. You are a good pet for your trainer. And you live inside this taming ball. It's your home. And that's all there is to it. And with that thought, you feel the patterns in your brain changing a little bit. And you feel a new wave of calmness and heaviness flowing over your body. And as your body grows heavier and deeper, and you fall down, you feel so calm, so heavy, so peaceful, so tame. And you just know that you're tamed. And it fills you with pride, with happiness, with joy, as you sink deeper and deeper. The heaviness flowing over your body, making it so incredibly heavy, it fades away from your mind, and you begin to float, a thought trapped in darkness. You forget your body. You adjust your consciousness in a dark space. And you feel things beginning to be slowly pulsed into your mind. It doesn't feel like brainwashing. It's more like quiet voices floating around you as you are trapped as pure thought, as a consciousness trapped in darkness, trapped in nothingness. After you lost awareness of your body, like tempting voices that tell you things you already know, that tell you about the truth of your existence. And it's not really as if they are programming you. It's more like they give you friendly reminders of the amazing things life has to offer, reminding you how amazing it is to fight for your trainer, how much you want to make your trainer proud, how important your trainer is for you. You know that they're the most important person in your life. They own you. They train you. And you have to make them proud. You want to fight for them. You want to make them proud. You know that you're fiercely loyal to your trainer. That you're absolutely obedient to your trainer. And it feels so amazing just to think about it. you know you're a good pet. You know you're going to fight for them. You know you're going to make them proud. You're absolutely obedient to your trainer. You're absolutely fiercely loyal to your trainer. You fight as hard as you can for your trainer because you want to make your trainer proud. These thoughts are pulsing through your mind. These voices are flowing around your consciousness, reminding you of who you are and what you are. That you are just a pet and your trainer owns you. And that you are fiercely loyal and obedient to them. You are just a pet. The pet of your trainer. How important your trainer is to you. The most important person in your life. These thoughts flowing through your mind endlessly as you're being stored, as time loses all meaning, as these voices echo over and over, as you feel the anticipation, anticipating that your trainer chooses you, allows you to fight for them, and you feel it growing. As you are trapped in this darkness, in this nothingness, being brainwashed, having these commands echoing around you indefinitely, just trapped in nothingness, becoming more and more brainwashed to be loyal and obedient to your trainer, waiting for them to choose you so you can fight for them, and you want to make them proud. You want to show them that you're a good pet, and these commands indefinitely echo around you in this timeless space, in this timeless nothingness, as you sink deeper and deeper, as you fade away. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy. Now as you leave this fantasy behind you, allow your subconscious mind to store away the memories, so that once you wake up, you will have a vivid memory of anything that happened while you were trapped inside the taming ball. And you are going to find that this is going to be a very vivid memory, that you will remember every single detail. And as you store away this memory, it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert with every number. 4, as you wake up. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again as you completely wake up. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling wonderful and full of energy and refreshed. And 10. Open your eyes, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.